Greeting, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Living Our Best Life. Is the progress in making human life more convenient, safer, and easier to live could be grafted for nearly all of human existence, the line would be almost flat. With the harnessing of electricity and other sources of power and energy in the late 1800s and early 1900s, the line becomes an upward curve. So that now, people in certain parts of the world have been freed from focusing on daily survival to contemplating ways to use extra time, money, and resources nearly all of humanity before them never had. One's best life was and still is one in which all of one's necessities of life and safety were and are met. But even a life such as this has limitations. Therefore, people for centuries have recognized that the possibility of life with God is the best life possible, because life with God would not have or be saddled with any of the limitations of human weakness and frailty in any life people can make for themselves. But now there's a growing number of people who have abandoned any vision of a best life with God and have decided to seek their best life here and now. To facilitate that life, there is a pursuit and love of money at the expense of the pursuit of the righteousness of God. For people perceive money as the means to purchasing best life experiences. In her song, Come Through, she sings about her crew not telling anything because they are trying to have their best life. For more and more people, pursuing our best life excludes obedience and approval of God. Advances in human utility, tools, and resources have emboldened people to believe that they no longer need God or look to heaven to have or experience their best life possible. Contrarily, people of faith are extremely thankful to God for the progress that has been made in what is required to live their daily lives. They are thankful for all the conveniences, utilities, and resources, both economic and otherwise, that all the people before them never had. Yet they realize that no matter how much their natural lives may improve over previous generations, they will never reach the point of what only God can and will provide for those who believe on and seek His righteousness. As Christians and all people who fear God, let us continue to praise God for the best life He is allowing us to experience here and now, as we seek and await our best life with Him in eternity. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday school missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.